Coming up on the program, Tom's going to tell you how he can help you plan for a longer than expected retirement. Plus, if some of the latest headlines are worrying you, he'll talk about how his planning could free you from some of those concerns. Plus, we're going to tell you whether you should draw from your 401k first when it comes to your retirement. And later on, you won't want to miss this. We're going to dive into some of the most bizarre taxes in history. That plus more, but first things first, we say hello to Tom Fortino. And Tom, it's great to be with you, sir. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing great. Kevin, how you doing this morning?
I am doing well, man. It's such a great time of year. I know we've talked about this before, but Thanksgiving just a couple of days away. And obviously, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Hope you guys have a great great opportunity to kind of take a step back and enjoy some time with the family. And like you and I were joking off air, enjoy a little football along the way as well, right?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's a consensus out there. I don't have the official stats on this, but Thanksgiving is like the favorite holiday, I think, of most people. It just brings everybody together. It's kind of covers everything. So we can all celebrate Thanksgiving.
Yeah, there is a lot to be thankful for. And certainly we're grateful for all of our loyal listeners who join us each and every week here on the program. And maybe you've been tuned in for a while. You've been thinking about starting to put that plan in place for your retirement and you've been kicking that can down the road. Well, guess what? The start of another new year is now right around the corner. It is the holiday shopping season. And if you'd like to start having those conversations today, Tom Fortino and the Alpha Wealth Group, they're right here in the Chicagoland area, and they're just a phone call away at 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or online, it's alphawealthgroup.com. So, Tom, there's some folks listening today that would probably say the world might not be in the best shape these days, what with all the political, social, and economic turmoil. Well, maybe comedian Derek Stroop has a bit of a valid argument. Take a listen.
Listen, you should be eating whatever you want. The world's on fire. If you watch the news and go, I'll take a kale salad, you're sick in the head, man. There's no better time than now to put gravy on your salad. I'm serious. Out here eating healthy, you got people exercising. I think that's crazy, too. You want to live to be 100 to see how this movie ends? You got problems, man.
Well, I don't know about you. Gravy on salad? Does that sound appetizing to you?
Well, I think he's trying to make a point, I guess. But, you know, we got to control what we can control. I know you can drive yourself crazy. But, yeah, I think, you know, when we hear those things of what's going on in the world, and it's tough because we all know we're living it. And we, you know, I guess that was Confucius saying we all live in interesting times. It never ends, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, you go back just over the last 25 years, we had the financial crisis in 2008. We had, obviously, the pandemic and COVID. We dealt with that. And I think some people are unsettled. We just went through this government shutdown and on and on and on. It's not going to end. Okay, so there's a news flash. We're always going to deal with this. And unfortunately, I think with people, and this is where emotions come in. So I'm going to make the statement I've said before, control what you can. Mm-hmm. Because, Kevin, I think you would agree, when we get involved in emotions, and a lot of we're going to talk about is how it relates to your finances. Daniel Kahneman has said, who's considered the father of financial behavior, you know, emotions are decisions, especially when it comes to our investments and our retirement planning, 90% of the decisions are made emotionally. And then what happens, you know? Mm-hmm. So we want to try to stay away from that. As I said, let's try to control what we can. And so we're going to get into a lot of different topics today that are emotional. But I guess, again, my big takeaway here is let's try to remove some of this uncertainty. Because, again, then we make emotional decisions that are detrimental. Let's just talk about one example with the investments. We know the market is recently corrected, and maybe you're concerned, especially if you're nearing or in retirement, what should I be doing in my portfolio? I think most of us, and this is not a criticism, it's just we're busy with life. We're trying to deal with this stuff. We're not really sure what we own. I've asked this question before. When was the last time you updated and rebalanced your portfolio? You may be totally unaware of things that are going in there. I'm going to give you an example. I'm going to walk through this. Then, of course, I'll make some offers for the individuals out there if you want to give us a call. And so what we did is we looked at what they own. The first thing is we found out that they had about 70% in equities, 30% in fixed. So that's a starting point. How many of you know what you have in fixed and what do you have in stocks or in the market and what is appropriate for you? Again, when was the last time you updated and rebalanced your portfolio? But it gets deeper than that, right? Because what did we discover? We discovered there there were fixed investments in their joint account, their trust account, their after-tax account. And so what does that mean? That means they were getting about $10,000 or $12,000 of interest. And I said to them, are you using this? No. Well, guess what? In a 22% tax bracket, now you have to pay $2,200 in taxes. Why would you be doing that? And I said, this is, again, a general rule. I'm going to say some of these things we uncover. If you have 70% or even if you have 60% in stocks, growth positions, you know, you want to own those things in your after-tax accounts. You don't want to own the fixed. Again, we're giving away money here. So I explained, look, we want to have more of the growth assets in the after-tax. Let's put the fixed into your IRA. The other thing that we uncovered was in the Roth, again, fixed investments. They had some underperforming stocks. Your Roth is tax-free forever. And so, again, this is something we found out where we said, look, why are you owning fixed? It's almost like a cookie cutter. I see this very often when you're working. This is not a disparaging thing, but sometimes it's like if you're 70-30 or you're 60-40, which is a common theme, you have the same investments in the same type of accounts. So I'll make a couple comments here. Number one, you can own the same thing, whether it's in a Roth, an IRA, or a joint account. What's the difference? If you want to own Apple stock, you can own it in a joint account. You can own it in an IRA, and you can own it in a Roth IRA. The difference is the tax treatment. So we just want to understand a couple things when we're looking at our investments. Again, control the things we can control. Number one, what do we have in the market? And what do we have in fixed? What is the right balance as we go into retirement? The second piece is, where do we own those, right? The Roth, again, is tax-free forever. The market's up. If you look at SPY, you can own that ETF, or QQQ, the NASDAQ, which I would say own it in the Roth. That's up over 100% in the last 5 years. Guess what? If that was in your Roth, that's tax-free forever. Why would I own fixed in my Roth? And again, this is why when we talk about, if you have a 60-40 portfolio, 70-30 portfolio, where do I put those pieces? I put the 30% in my IRA, because now the question which I asked them, I said, okay, let's say you have 10 or 12,000 interest and you're not taking money right now. They're still working. What's the tax bill on that? Well, right now it's nothing, because you're not getting a 1099 on it. In addition to that, so the money is inside there. It's compounding tax deferred. In addition to that, you know, your lower growing accounts are in the IRA. Why would I want to grow my RMD? So again, there's these things that we should be discovering. We're probably these inefficiencies that I'm talking about. Number one, what do I own? Why do I own it? Does it make sense with my overall goals and objectives? Do you know what you own in each one of these? Then secondly, where am I holding them? There's a tax efficiency component to this. These are things that we uncover. So for those of you that really want to take a look, we're going to discover a number of things. We're going to understand what you own. Why do you own it? What account is it in? Where should it be in? And then how do we create these efficiencies? Because ultimately, that's going to come back to not only are you going to control the things you can, but it's going to come back to your success rate. So if you want to do the portfolio analysis, also we'll take a look at these other ideas. Give us a call, 630-864-6711. Again, we'll look at all of your accounts. The other thing we discovered was, which I'll get into coming up, about the Roth IRAs. Again, these are things that we uncover. Give us a call. We'll do the portfolio analysis. Again, you'll know what you own. You know what your fees are. You know what your risk level is. And then you can start to make these adjustments or set up the account that makes sense for you. Or you can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. Download some reports. You can sign up for a meeting. You can schedule a time to just chat for 15 minutes and we talk about some of these ideas. And again, that number is 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711.
So Tom, those folks who join us on the program every week, they know we talk a lot of taxes on this show. And I wanted to have some fun here today because I saw recently a list of the strangest and most unusual taxes that have existed throughout history. They include a beard tax from Russia. Back in the 1700s, Emperor Peter the Great taxed beards, hoping to modernize Russia. Meanwhile, in England in the 1600s, they had a window tax aimed at the wealthy who had a lot of windows in their homes. So these are a little strange and probably caught folks off guard. But let's be honest, in retirement, there's a whole whole lot of other taxes here in 2025 in modern times that can also blindside retirees. So what are some of those? And more importantly, how can you help our listeners?
Yeah, there are so many taxes. I would argue we have a lot of them today. I mean, you look at your gas bill, your water bill, you go get gas at the gas station. We have toll roads. We can go down the line. Your taxes on your airline tickets, your hotel stays, go to the restaurant. It's just terrific. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm of the mind, I quoted Arthur Godfrey before, you know, I'm proud to be paying taxes in the United States of America, but I could be just as proud for half as much. And so let's talk about these taxes. This is something we focus on. And I've said this before. I'm an investment advisor rep. We're part of a registered investment advisory group, which means we do portfolio management. We do a good job with that. But that's not where it begins and ends, because there's a tax component to it. I talked about in the first segment, what are we doing to be tax efficient? I gave the example of having these fixed accounts, you know, these bonds and these types of accounts that are creating income that you don't need. Then it goes on your 1099. You're giving away 20% of it. We have to stop giving away 20 to 30% of what we own. So, you know, that's why when we talk about Roth IRAs, look, there's opportunities in this market. You've seen these where the market goes down. We can talk more about this, but Microsoft goes from 550 down to 490. Is there an opportunity? I think so. These are not recommendations, by the way. But if I own those in my Roth, guess what? All the growth on those is tax-free going forward. We can go down Oracle. We've got clobbered Meta. There's some of these blue chip stocks or these big mega caps that we can own that we can take some opportunities, and we can talk more about that later. But the other things we have to do is we don't want to be blindsided. We talk about this tax time bomb, and this, again, is what we do. So if you want some information, we have the tax-free report you can get on our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com, and you can download that. There's 7 ideas to getting to tax-free. You can also give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. I spend a lot of time, again, this is where I like to differentiate myself from other, there's good groups out there, a lot of good advisors out there, but we get into the tax, we get into all of things, estate planning, tax planning, investments, and all that, but tax planning is certainly a big component. I'll give you another example, Roth conversions. You have until the end of the year to do Roth conversions. This is an opportunity. How many of you are getting this advice? That's money that will be tax-free the rest of your life, so maybe you don't get blindsided by, let me give some examples here, Kevin, you were asking.
Sure.
We talk about Social Security taxes. Look, when you take money out of your IRA, it goes on your 1040, you pay the tax, whatever it is. I don't care if you're in the 22%, the 24%, whatever bracket, you're going to give that share to the IRS. So you may have to pull out, you know, 40 to net 30. Think about that. So I got to turn around and give 10,000 to the IRS. I net 30 or roughly. Okay, that's in the 25% effective tax bracket. But don't forget, it taxes, it's used to determine how much of your Social Security is taxable. So in this example, if you're in that 85% window, because remember, up to 85% of your Social Security is taxed, you take 10,000 out of an IRA, okay, you have to pay tax on that 10,000, but guess what? It may cost $8,500 more of your Social Security to be taxed. Taxable. You're not paying tax on 10, you're paying tax on 18,500. Mm. Okay, so this is what I mean by these things that are just, does it mean, you know, you're giving away more money? Absolutely. Does it mean you may have to pull more money out to net what you need? Yes. And so why this stuff is so important, we can get into Social Security and Medicare, the IRMA, Income Related Monthly Adjustment Amount. Sorry, these are the acronyms. But my point is, you know, it's also determined on how much your Medicare premiums can be. Again, these are all determined. So now all of a sudden, you know, I had someone come in one day and say, my Medicare premiums went up. Well, because they sold a house, a rental property, and they weren't aware of this. It's not their fault. So their taxes or their income went up. Guess what? It's a one-time deal. It's not like they all of a sudden had a bunch more of income. But it was on their income tax return. So guess what? Now they had to give a couple hundred more a month. Yes, that's right. A couple hundred more a month each to Medicare. Think about that. If it's going to cost you a couple hundred, $300, $400 more a month, that's another $5,000 a year. I mean, these things can be really destructive. So you want to be aware of and work with someone that's going to talk about these RMDs, required minimum distributions. Man, we could go on all day in just these areas, but we don't have a lot of time to get into the RMDs, but required minimum distributions. If you are of age, 73 or older, you have to take required minimum distributions, whether you want them or not. And again, now it may cause your Medicare premiums, it could cause your Social Security to be taxable. Keep in mind, too, if you've inherited an IRA from a sibling, from a parent, someone who is not your spouse, you are required to take minimum distributions. And so when we talk about Roths, we talk about Roth conversions, I talk about Roth IRAs, I talk about Roth 401ks. I'm going to give another example here in a second. But keep in mind, not only does that money never go on your 1040, okay, again, we'll give the example of the $10,000. I take $10,000 out of my Roth. That doesn't go on my 1040. And, oh, by the way, it is not used to determine how much my Social Security is taxable. So I'm not pulling another $8,500 to Social Security. And, oh, by the way, it doesn't impact my Medicare premiums because it never goes on my tax return. The tax rate on it is always zero. Do you see why I get a little animated about what kind of help are you getting it? Again, I just had this meeting with some individuals, and I said, why are you putting money into the Roth? No. Why? And they're working with someone. Again, this is just not what they do. They manage the portfolios, but they don't give tax advice. And I said, you have money sitting in a brokerage account. You can take money out of that account and fund your Roth. You don't have to take it out of your pocket or savings. Even you're just going to transfer it from an after-tax to a tax-free account. Why would you not do that? So now, guess what? They can do $8,000 per year this year. That's $16,000. Next year, January 1st, which we're close, we're in a new year. And guess what else? Roth contributions are going up from $8,000 to $8,600 per person if you're 50 or older. So now that's another $16,000. Well, $8,600. I'm sorry, $17,200 they can put in on top of the $16,000. So all of a sudden, we're at $33,200 just because we had one meeting that they otherwise would not have it in their Roth, which will now be in their Roth, and they'll grow tax-free forever for the rest of your life. There you go. I mean, I'm giving you a couple moves. There's so many more things that we could be doing that we're just not getting advice on. I said it before. If you saw a $100 bill sitting on the ground, would you bend over and pick it up? I'm guessing you would.
Definitely.
Kevin says yes.
Yes, without hesitation, yes.
Maybe even a 20. No. But my point is we're sitting here, and the thing about taxes, once you pay that tax bill, whether it's on income you don't need from your Schedule A, whether it's on taxes that are causing from the IRAs that are causing more of your other things to be taxable, that's money that will never grow in your pocket ever again. So you're not just losing that money. You're losing the growth on that money forever. Okay, so this is why we make this integral to what we do for our clients. It's not just about growing a pile of money. It's how do I create income? How do I grow my assets? And how do I do it as tax efficiently as possible? Throw everything in a box.
Well, Tom, I saw an advice column here recently on MoneyWise.com, and someone writes in, and they just started retiring. And they said, okay, the question basically is opting to draw down my 401k first to boost my Social Security a shrewd move or a boneheaded choice? So again, I know this is things you deal with on a daily basis. How would you sort of answer this writer's question here?
Well, the answer is you got to look at the numbers. I mean, I say so often, look, it's not, let's try to get away from opinion as much as possible, right? If the person next to you at work is saying, just take it as early as you can, that's not looking at the numbers and that's not doing a full analysis because everybody's situation is unique. Again, this is where we're different by design. I'm going to repeat myself. I'm part of a registered investment advisory group. We do portfolio management. Again, I think we do a very good job at that, but that's only part of it. The other thing we help with, I like to say complete retirement planning. That's my opinion. This is part of it. That's that income plan. You know, Kevin, we've already talked about taxes and things to do to try to get to tax-free and understanding your tax situation. That's part of it, too, being tax efficient in your investments. But then there's also this income component to it. And this is this conundrum, assets versus income, right? In this example, I have this pile of assets, whether it's a 401k, an IRA, even if you've got investments in a brokerage account, after tax or in savings, doesn't matter. That is not an income. That's an asset. That's a good thing. Don't get me wrong. But you're saying, do I take this Social Security? Because Social Security, so I'll make some general comments. But I just had these meetings this past week. This is what we do. Okay, so for those that you want to really take a look at this whole conundrum or this whatever you want to call it, which one do I wait? Because Social Security grows by 8% per year. Every year you defer it. That's called the delayed retirement credit. And it's got a cost of living on it too. But my point is if you take it at 62 versus 67, that's a 30% reduction. You're locked in for the rest of your life. Does that make sense? Probably not, unless you really need the money. Now, I'm just getting, again, general comments. So, you know, the other is do I draw down my pile of assets and let this thing keep ticking up at 8% per year so I have this higher guaranteed lifetime income versus this pot of money, which can grow, okay? So, You know, the answer is it depends, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know your situation, but I'll make some general comments. I had a meeting again this week, and we run the Social Security analysis. We have software that we run. I ran three different scenarios. I said, what happens if you both wait till 70? What happens if you take it at full retirement age 67? What happens? Well, the one person was going to retire at full retirement age 67, and he was saying, should I defer? Should I not? So we ran the numbers. So now it's not my opinion. And I showed them the higher benefit. The one spouse had a higher benefit. So again, general comments. For the other spouse, they had a lower benefit, maybe a little over half as much. So if someone has a benefit that's $50,000 and the other spouse has a benefit that's $20,000, that's $70,000 of income. So step one, go to SSA.gov, get your numbers. This, again, know your numbers. Let's get away from opinion. And so we said if you deferred it a few years, you know, the larger benefit is the one you want to defer. Why do I say that? So the one who has the $50,000 benefit, if they deferred, it could grow to $55,000, $60,000 a year if they wait. The lower benefit, there's not much of an impact. So what I tell you is the higher benefit stays for both your lifetimes. So in this example, we showed that if they turned it on, basically when they retired, there's going to be a small differential, not much. So guess what we came away with? We'll probably turn it on as soon as we retire because I looked at the numbers. And so, you know, again, general comments, the larger benefit stays for both your life. So if you're going to defer one, you want to defer it. You know, I know we talk about, well, what happens if I pass away? I'll quote Lawrence Kotlikoff, the Boston University professor who's considered one of the experts on Social Security. By the way, if you want to get his book, it's called Get What's Yours. It's not a thriller. But hey, no, he actually does a good job. It's kind of tongue-in-cheek. He explains. He gets into all of the different benefits that we've talked about in the past, Kevin, like divorce, spousal benefits, widow benefits, survivor benefits, in addition to your retirement benefits. But, you know, his point is people say, well, what if I pass away? My point is, even if you're single, the risk isn't dying. The risk is living, right? Okay. It's longevity risk. So you lock into a lower benefit, that's it. You're not going to be able to change it down the road. You know, this is why I want to understand it. And then if you're married, now it's even more important because that's the benefit that's going to go to your surviving spouse. So when we talk about these claiming strategies, understand, you know, there's no perfect answer. Maybe you will take into account your longevity. You will take into account what other income you have. You will take into account your other assets that you have. And maybe you want to leave more for your children. So you say, I'm going to take the income. So I want to leave these assets alone because your Social Security is not going to your children. Okay. Again, a lot of moving parts. And then, you know, we can talk about the taxes on it. But let me just make this offer first because I'm gonna get into some other things with this. Whether this question of do I take my Social Security or do I draw down my assets, let my Social Security keep going? Again, everybody's situation is unique. That's why when I say, do you want to do a Social Security analysis? This is something we do. Again, I gave the example where we came to a conclusion. I've had this in a couple different times where the person said, I'm not going to wait till 70. I see the difference. I'm going to take it at 67, at 68. They made a decision based on the numbers. We can run that for you, and we can look at the overall income plan, not just the Social Security, but if you have other decisions to make, how do we create income we can't outlive? Want to, again, take advantage of that. Throw everything in a box. We'll also do the portfolio analysis. We got to look at everything. I can't just say one thing because all these things relate. You'll be in a good position to make that Social Security claiming strategy. And you know what? You're going to feel good about it because you're going to say, I did the due diligence up front. I did it the right way. So if you want to take advantage of that, give us a call, 630-864-6711. Again, this is for the Social Security analysis. You're going to understand Social Security a lot better. I'm telling you, we know our stuff, and you're in the right place if you give us a call. 630-864-6711. Or you can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. We do have the report, the Social Security decision. Always want to give you information if you want to sit down and read it. Or you can get on my calendar or email me if you have a question. Because there's, again, I'm quoting Lawrence Kotlikoff, 2,700 rules. Maybe not all of them apply to you, but there's a lot of them on these claiming strategies. Forbes has estimated that the average 96% of people, I think, miss out on over $100,000 of benefits over their lifetime from making the wrong decisions. This is consequential mm-hmm. to your investing because it's income for life. So again, reach out to us. We'll get you information on it. And as I said, the biggest takeaway from this is you're going to make an informed decision, and you're going to understand why you made that decision and hopefully do the best thing for you and your family.
630-864-6711. That's how you can get on Tom's calendar. Or if you prefer, you can visit alphawealthgroup.com. It's alphawealthgroup.com. Tom, before we run out of time on this segment, let me ask you this too. What does, you know, what role does life expectancy, maybe health, maybe longevity, what role does that play into sort of this decision-making process when you sit down with folks?
Well, you know, that's one of the calculations, right? Because if you take your Social Security at a certain time, you know, you know what your life, well, nobody knows what that right. is going to be, but certainly we have some ideas, whether it's because of our family, because of our health. Those are things that we have, maybe have some inclination of what that's going to be. Then you may want to take Social Security a little earlier. Again, these are things, but you're making rational and logical decisions. But again, we also want to be aware of, we don't want to shortchange our spouse, because it's not just our lifetime. If it's the higher benefits, it's going to go to my spouse as a survivor. So we want to weigh those things. It's a good question. We want to weigh those. Again, this is why this is so important. Mm-hmm. It's not a one size fits all. You really want to take a look at the big picture. And that's what we do. We'll spend the time. We can have a whole meeting on Social Security. And then in addition to that, Kevin, how do we get all or most of it tax free?
Yeah.
I mean, that's all. There's the claiming strategy. Great. How do I maximize the benefit, or try to, over my lifetime? But secondly, how do I get more of it tax free? And we do both of those things on top of everything else we do. So this is how we work. So I hopefully I'm giving you these ideas, and this is all part of it. It's not just, okay, you know, how do I claim it, but also how do I give less away? Mm. As I said, if 85% of your Social Security is taxable and you're getting $60,000 between you and your spouse, and you got to give $10,000 or $12,000 back to the government, your benefit's not 60, it's 50 or 48. This is important stuff. So as I said, if you want to give us a call, have any questions, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com.
So, Tom, I feel like anytime we can throw a Warren Buffett quote in a show, it's certainly worthwhile. I mean, this guy's got so many good ones from over the years, don't you think?
I think so. Yeah, he knows a thing or two. But yeah, he has some great observations, which make the point. And I guess we can have some right now.
Absolutely. Well, he once said, and I quote, "It's a terrible mistake to think of stocks as something that bob up and down. If you're worried about corrections, you shouldn't own stocks," end quote. So obviously, Tom, we've seen some fluctuations in the market here lately. So how can you help our listeners find growth they need without relying heavily on the markets?
Yeah, this is one of those things. We get back to the psychology of what's best. I know he may have said it, I think others have said it, Warren Buffett. You know, there's two things that drive the market: greed and fear. And so, you know, he says you should be greedy when you should be fearful. You should be fearful when you're being greedy. Again, there you go, Warren Buffett. But the point is, when we talk about having this as part of your portfolio, it gets back to everything we've talked about today, Kevin, whether it's taxes or it's the Social Security decision. It's having knowledge or kind of understanding and framing it in perspective. It's all relative, as we say. And when you have stocks as part of your portfolio, I would argue, you know, almost at any age, you're going to want to have some growth. It just, you're going to want to have some of that. And so that's fine. But then how do you protect some of it? And that's, look, you've been working 30, 40 years, you've been plugging away, you've got this pile of money or pot of money or whatever the number is. The last thing you want to do is go backwards. And so you're saying, do I want to take some of this money and protect it, get some protection? But I don't want to just eliminate growth, right? You go into a CD or a fixed, and we're seeing rates come down a little bit. Let's say you get 4%. Good luck. But let's say you can get 4% right now. That's not growth. And then especially if you're giving away money in taxes and so on. But that's just not growth. You're barely keeping up with inflation. Your net return can even be negative. So we talk about things where you can get growth. There's a number of different ideas out there. You know, there's buffered ETFs. They give you some downside protection, you know, but, and they give you some upside growth, right? There's another option out there, which are these annuities. You hear people talk about them a lot. I think sometimes they don't explain what they are or say what they are. But right now, again, with rates at a decent point, you can get some of these. Let's say, I'll give you an example. You can get upside growth, and here's the deal. You get upside growth with no downside risk. That's just a fact. I can't say that on our managed portfolios. In other words, your principal is completely protected. So if you're in that camp to say, look, I've grown a lot of this money. I mean, over the years, I put away, I've worked hard. I mean, put in all these hours. I'm at a point where I'm retired, or I'm getting ready to retire. And I would also argue principal protection is, to a certain extent, is income protection, right? Because if your accounts drop 20, 30% in the market and you got to pull money out of there, well, that's a tough one. You know, that's why when we talk about income versus these investments, if the investments run out or run down, you may either A, have to change your lifestyle, B, which means you'll be drawing out maybe more. Certainly, you know, you don't want that that stress level. So if you say, I want to take some of this and protect it, how do they work? Number one, you know, your account will never go down. There will never be a negative sign. That's a fact, okay? The second thing is that you do have potential to participate in the upside. I've seen people get as high as 10, 11, 12%. And that money is locked in. As soon as you get that growth, it never goes down. You have these things where the account goes up in value, and then that value is now your protected value. Now there's pros and cons to these, but in this example, if I said if you received 10% last year, would you say that's growth? I would. Mm-hmm. Now you're not going to get 20%, but you could get 10%. I think that's a pretty good deal. I'm taking, like, say, a piece of it. I'm going to protect it. I'm also not going to give up growth, and maybe too, I'm protecting my retirement and I'm protecting some of my income, because now if the market's down and I have some in growth, well, guess what? I can take it from this other bucket because it didn't go down in value. And so I can wait for my other piece to recover. So there's a number of different benefits to this. And so if we can incorporate this into some of our planning, again, you got to know all sides of this. We have information on our website, alphawealthgroup.com. It's called The Truth About Annuities, alphawealthgroup.com. I always tell people, if you want to understand how they work, because there's a lot of opinion out there and some of it is not accurate, and on both sides, they're not the best thing, they're not the worst thing, but everything I said was factual. So if you have monies that you've accumulated over your lifetime that you want to protect, but you still want some upside growth, give us a call. We'll sit down. I'm going to show you. There's good ones out there. There's not so good ones. I'll explain how they work. Again, we get back to what our mantra here is at the Alpha Wealth Group. We want you to understand and know what you're doing, not just because we said so or someone told you to do it. If you want to find out how these work, you want to protect what you've worked so hard to earn on some of it, still have the growth, still have these other things, maybe it's part of your portfolio that you want to have or part of your investments. Give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. And as I said, you can use these as part of your planning to protect on the downside. You have no downside risk. You have participation in the upside. It gets locked in every year. That's how they work. I'll give you a dramatic example. If you remember from 2000 to 2010, if you looked at the S&P on January 1st of 2000, it was lower 10 years later. Okay. Now, if you were in the market, most likely you were down. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you went through this roller coaster. And if you were retired, if you had been using one of these vehicles, and I'm not suggesting the next 10 years is going to be like that, do you know you could be up 30, 40% over that time?
Wow.
You only participated in the up markets. Six out of those 10 years were up. You would have participated in six out of 10 up years. The other years you wouldn't have gotten any growth, but you wouldn't have gone backwards. And so this is, again, just I'm trying to be illustrative and explain how they work. You know, the last 10 years of the market's been down 2 years, 2018 and 2022. You would have participated in 8 years out of 10 up, no down years. So, again, does this make sense as part of your portfolio? I don't know. But if you want to take some risk off the table, you want to say, look, we've had some great 10 years. The S&P's averaged about 15% a year over the last 10 years. One of the best 10-year runs we've seen. Maybe it's time to take some chips off the table. This is a way to do it. We'll get you the information. I'll show you how they work so you can make an informed decision, not based on someone's opinion. You know, again, please, it's a little disheartening. Let's just tell the truth and how they work and see if it's for you. That's it. You deserve to know. 630. Again, if you want information on these ideas to get growth with principal protection and no downside risk, 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. We'll show you how they work. Or you can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. You can get on my calendar. Send me an email. Again, we'll help in any way we can.
alphawealthgroup.com. So, Tom, we always say it on the show, time certainly flies when we're having fun. It's been another very informative show here this weekend. And before we do run out of time, my friend, the floor is all yours for the final word.
Well, Kevin, every week we cover areas, and our goal is always to get informed, get you to take action, don't procrastinate. And I hope we've given you some ideas. I would say, areas we've covered, from taxes to the Social Security decision, income planning, the market. These are all ideas that hopefully you can incorporate and integrate into your plan. If you have questions, if you want to reach out to us.
Investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.